9:05. Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Online at KFYO.com. And when you're traveling during the holiday season, be sure to download the Radio Pop app, and you can listen to the show and KFYO programming wherever you go. So the Radio Pop app, absolutely free in your iTunes or Google Play Store. 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you dial in to today's program, very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. And joining me in studio right now to talk about something that's fairly new over at Texas Tech University, the Texas Tech University Free Market Institute, Dr. Benjamin Powell. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad. It's good to be in here with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in studio today to talk to us a little bit about the Free Market Institute. For those who have not heard about the Institute, tell folks a little bit about the history. I guess it's kind of a brief history, but what the idea behind the Institute is.
Sure. We were founded last January, so we're just completing our first full year here in Lubbock, and it's been great. It got started actually a couple of years before that with the vision of a West Texas rancher who was talking to one of his friends who happens to be on a governing board here at Tech, and he said, you know, this country in particular is going in the wrong direction. We're losing our economic freedoms. Worse yet, young people don't even understand the value of the private enterprise system that's being undermined here and how it brings them the good standard of living that they've come to enjoy. And he and his buddy were talking, well, what would you like to do about that? Maybe we should sponsor a lecture series, maybe endow our professorship. And at one point, the idea came up, how about create a whole institute? And he said, yeah, I like that. And I've been learning that West Texans here think big. Yeah. And so they got talking together, and they approached then-Dean Lawrence Skouvenek with the idea and worked with it for a little while and eventually made a donation that founded the Institute at Tech. And they recruited me the prior year, and I landed here last January to kick it off. And our mission is to promote the teaching and study of free markets, past and present.
And you brought up, you know, the economic condition that we're in. And I think every year they come out with the Freedom Index. It's something named that, where it shows the most economically free countries. And you would think the United States would be, what, number one on the list, right? Not even where close.
Not even close, Chad. Unfortunately, it used to be. So there is this Economic Freedom of the World report that comes out every year. The professor's actually over in Dallas, who's one of the co-authors of it. I've had him over here to the Institute to give a lecture about exactly this topic. Mm. And, you know, Hong Kong has always been the freest country in the world since the index goes back to 1970. But the United States was traditionally second or third on the list. And it was only Hong Kong or Singapore, you know, two small little places that were ahead of us. So we were the freest big economy in the world.
Right.
But starting around 2000, we started sliding back. Unfortunately, the rate of decline of our slide has increased. Currently, we rank 18th in the world.
Wow.
There are countries on every continent, including Africa, that are freer than the United States right now. And we think of our socialist neighbor to the north, Canada, kind of. Canada's much freer than us now. We think of Nordic states like Denmark is freer than us now. Places with big welfare states. The U.S., the decline happened. It's not just Obama either. It happened about two-thirds of the decline happened under Bush. It's just the rate of decline is almost doubled under Obama.
Yeah.
So it's been a nonpartisan affair of destroying our economic freedoms over the last decade.
Well, and that's almost why you see Republicans, you know, they put a lot of blame on Obama, but they also go back and you hear a lot of criticism of the Bush administration coming in and you know, hitting the Bush administration when it comes to the economy. And, you know, some of these you see in Congress, you have a lot of Republicans, maybe, you know, conservatives, Tea Partiers, going, you guys are part of the problem. You guys who have been there for years and years and years, you guys are part of the problem. Is it that simple, that the guys who have been there are part of the problem? We need to get a new way of thinking in, or what does the U.S. have to do, in your opinion, to maybe reverse course?
Yeah, I think the problem's bigger than the personalities in Congress. They're really a symptom of the overall problem. In fact, what we have to do is change what incentivizes them, essentially. Hmm. You know, H.L. Mencken is an old journalist, a favorite of mine, and if I'm a little off color here, maybe it's a Mencken quote, so excuse it. He said that some people say we just need to elect gentlemen to politics and then things will be better. He said, I suspect that would be like curing prostitution by emptying the whorehouses of the prostitutes and replacing them with virgins. Either the girls would soon cease to be virgins or they'd jump out the window. The same is true of a gentleman in politics. And I think that's what we see. The Tea Party movement, there are what I'd call the equivalent of gentlemen, true ideologues who think they need to shrink the size of government. Some who got in there. But the longer they stay, they're going to get corrupted by the system or they're going to get sorted out. Yeah. The logic of politics tells you, you need to concentrate benefits on a narrow interest group and basically screw over the rest of the society in order to make that interest group benefit. So really what we need is an ideological shift among the population that demands that we don't get politicians who are willing to do that. And that's why I think shows like yours and what we're doing at the Institute are talking about free markets, why they're necessary, what they give us. It's only when the populace goes back to a greater appreciation like we had in 19th century America for those ideals that we're going to get politicians who respect them.
Well, of course, then you get into education and what people, kids are learning in school, maybe what they're not learning in school. So it has to be one of those where you look at it and at the Free Market Institute over at Texas Tech, you look at it and go, we have all these great ideas, but man, we're going to have to, it's going to be a tough job.
Yeah. If we teach a class or whatever, your students show up with a bias. And I mean, economics is a little bit hard to understand. Imagine you started off with a group of people and you said, all right, we got to plan our society. How are we going to coordinate our production of everything? And one person raises their hand and says, hey, I've got a great idea. Nobody will be in charge. We'll just each do our own stuff and then we'll swap. And that's going to work better than any other system. No way. The guy who raises his hand and says, well, we'll elect a leader and he'll tell each one of us what to do. And then we'll, that's the kind of bias of people of this, the rationality of thinking that they have to plan the world as opposed to understanding kind of the spontaneous ordering that happens when we leave people free. Mm-hmm. So it's an intellectual challenge for us, of course, just to get people seeing how it operates.
What's been the response, to the Institute on campus?
It's been fantastic. The upper administration of the university has been hugely supportive. Chancellor Kent Hance has been great. Skuvenek, of course, is the one who had raised the money for this and recruited me, and he's in turn provost now. And since President Nellis's arrival, I've been working very profitably with him. Of course, I also teach in the business school, and the dean, Lance Nail, there is hugely supportive of mm-hmm. what we're doing. It's great. And this community has been fantastic. We had Walter Williams come out to give a lecture for us in September,
yeah.
and actually – Chancellor Hance helped us do that because Williams, as he put it to me, says, well, you know, Ben, I've grown tired of the TSA. So I no longer fly commercial, which this is a significant expense to bring the guy in from the East Coast.
Sure.
But, Chancellor Hance found us a plane to go pick him up and bring him in. And, the community, we had about 850, 900 people showed up to his lecture.
Yeah.
We did a book signing beforehand. Williams told me after, he said, I signed more books today than I have at any other day in my life. So, this community is more receptive to these ideas than God knows the places I was before, D.C., Boston, California.
Right, yeah, absolutely. We're visiting with Dr. Benjamin Powell, Texas Tech Free Market Institute. Just recently, I believe, early December, December 3rd, around there, the Free Market Institute got a new grant.
Yeah, we just received a major grant from the John Templeton Foundation of Templeton Mutual Funds, and it's to study the origins of economic freedom and prosperity. So I think people like you and I at least know a lot about the benefits that freedom provides in terms of getting us higher incomes, longer life expectancies, basically most things that people associate with a high standard of living. What I think as social scientists we don't understand as well is what are those social change dynamics that lead a society to become more free or less free. So this is going to be a three-year grant. It's a three-year $1.7 million grant from Templeton Foundation that's going to fund postdoc fellows here, visiting professors, PhD dissertations, guest lecturers coming through, all to examine this question of what makes a society more free.
And coming up, I believe it's fairly soon, y'all have – a pretty interesting event, Liberty Applied, current controversies and events. Now, is this just for students or can people who consider themselves students attend as well?
It's really for students in this case, or I guess we could say recent graduates too, but this is a student event. Most of our Free Market Institute events, we do a public lecture series that's open for everyone to the community to come in. And I encourage you all to visit, fmi.ttu.edu, where you can see our upcoming lectures, or for that matter, get on our mailing list. If you just email free.market@ttu.edu, we can get you on our email list where we tell you when we have events coming up. We have a Nobel laureate coming in February to give a talk. I've got Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's going to come in next fall to give a public lecture for us.
Nice.
Yeah, lots of good lectures coming through. Matt Kibbe of FreedomWorks is going to come through with his new book. I think it's called Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff. But this Liberty Applied, it's really more for students. But if you have a student that you'd like to recommend for it, have them visit our website and they can see it on upcoming events and then register. It's sponsored with the Institute for Humane Studies. We're going to be talking about, one, the demise of economic freedom, the economics behind immigration and how that affects us. We're going to be talking about new technologies, so about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and how people are trying to use technology to escape Leviathan. And we'll have a philosopher in talking about markets in everything, including human organs. So it's, these are controversial issues that are kind of pushing the envelope, but it should be of interest to people who are already committed to ideas of liberty and well-read in it, but also to newcomers alike.
Yeah, well, and I think it's very important for college students. As, you know, college students hear so many ideas. There are so many ideas that are thrown out there. It's good to finally have a free market institute on the Texas Tech campus where they can go in here. And then also, where, you know, those who are in the community can go and hear, some of these speakers. I had a drive by, but that is not working right now. The computer shut down. But, basically the question was asking what you guys do, I guess, other than bring in speakers, and what you're doing, I guess, behind the scenes. And if there's any kind of, if there's any kind of degree out there for somebody who wants to study in free market areas.
Yeah. So as an institute, we are not a degree program. The faculty members that I'm hiring to join me there are all going to be faculty members just like any other in an academic unit. So they could be teaching in the business school. They could be teaching in the applied economics department. They could be teaching in arts and sciences across campus. And for graduate level, we do offer fellowships to students coming for PhDs here who want to specialize in these ideas. They'll be part of their own degree program, but then they work as a research assistant in my offices, working with the free market scholars and probably taking electives across departments.
Right.
So that they get a flavor for the overall picture of free markets from a disciplinary aspect. For undergraduates, though, they can just look up which faculty members we have at the Institute and then seek out courses from them in whatever academic unit that they're offering. All of our courses are going to be standard offerings that go through the usual, you know, university approval process, departmental approval.
Dr. Benjamin Powell, Free Market Institute over at Texas Tech. One more time, how can people get more information about the Free Market Institute?
fmi.ttu.edu. And you can also find us and like us on Facebook. And we put more updates on Facebook than we probably blast out to our email list. So that's a great way to follow us as well.
All right. Great. Appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you, Chad.